Hi, welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
I'm Jewel Karenin.
I'm Charlie James.
We are your hosts.
And you are tuning into a podcast where we investigate the spectacular, world-bending power of parasocial relationships.
We dive into the unsightly depths of our own parasocial relationships, and we interview the people we all have parasocial relationships with.
Today, our guest of parasocial honor is Akilah Hughes. We talk about how making sketch content on YouTube led her to MTV.
Being a daily news podcaster during one of the darkest times of our lives.
And sitting next to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend and wondering if you should say something because you're Twitter mutuals.
Welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
Listen, we've got a Substack. You've heard about it. But you haven't subscribed, and we're wondering
what's it going to take for you to go to parasocialsocialclub.substack.com, our email newsletter, and just type in your email.
You don't like emails?
I love emails.
I actually love emails.
Actually, I do too. They help me stay organized.
Yeah.
We send you sweet things, and it's just going to be a good way for us to stay in touch. So go subscribe. Thanks to everyone who has subscribed so far. We see you. Literally.
We see you. We see your emails.
We see your emails. And also, one more piece of business before we jump into things. Mm-hmm. Thank you everyone who has been leaving us reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Big thank you.
You can also rate us on Spotify, 5 stars. But we have a new review to share with the pod. Would you like to read it or should I?
You read this one.
Okay.
Read last one.
New review. Subject: fresh and entertaining. By Leah J. 24. I think I know who that is. 5 stars. Love this show. Jewel and Charlie are both so quick and charming. Excellent hosts. Each guest has brought a new angle to the parasocial puzzle. Can't wait for more. Thank you, Leah.
Thanks, Leah. Do you know Leah personally?
I do.
Socially?
one of my socially best friends, yes. That's right. I love the new angle to the parasocial puzzle as if we're cracking a case.
Wide open.
Cracking a code. We love to play detective here. And okay, before we get into our interview with the incredible, very funny, and smart Akilah Hughes, what's going on with you parasocially, Charlie?
I want to talk about lookalike contests.
Oh my God, please!
Wow. It all began with the Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest in New York. And boy howdy, did it lead to several others.
Yes, it did. They are popping up like daisies.
And I love it. Taking online obsession, making it in person. You're going to the park. You're wearing little outfits. And I love that. My beef is as follows. Some of you motherfuckers do not look like these people. And men are too confident.
Oh my God.
There was one, the guy who won the Paul Mescal one looks a lot like him. And I really appreciate that. The guy who won the Timothée Chalamet one, you know, I've seen dykes that look more like him. Honestly, it's fine.
Did you see the Dev Patel one?
Yes.
I thought it was okay. It was fine.
Some of the men attractive. That did not look like
no,
Dev Patel.
No. But there's a reason Dev Patel is Dev Patel.
Yeah. Ugh.
And then there's one more recently.
Yes. What was it? Oh, the Jeremy Allen White one.
Yes.
None of those people looked like him. It's not just any dirtbag. It is. He has like the most specific face, and they don't have the face.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the face. You can't have one little arm tattoo. That's not all it takes. It takes the face, body, general joie de vivre.
Absolutely.
That's my beef with it, is I'm like, you guys need to start looking more like these people. And also, I think we need ones for women.
I'm so scared for us to have ones for women.
Yeah, you think it'll go bad quickly?
I hate to live in this world that we live in, but I don't think we live in a world where we can have a hot woman lookalike contest, actually.
Yeah, the discourse would be bad.
Maybe if, like, only more women are allowed to attend and no one's allowed to take any videos or any photos.
A private lookalike contest.
Yeah, there's an NDA.
My house.
Everyone signs an NDA.
Well, this brings me to, if you had to be in a lookalike contest, whose contest would you be in?
Well, I used to have fringe bangs, mm-hmm. so that would have been Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, I think that you could really make that one work. As Emily Deschanel.
Oh,
wait, is that
Emily?
Her name?
Yeah, I think so. I think she has curtain bangs, so maybe I could try for that one.
But you have a bone structure that I think is of a Deschanel.
I think that if I went to one of the Deschanel lookalike contests, they and you would all be like, not close enough. And I would agree. I'd be like, yeah, I know. I'm white and I have brown hair though, so I am here.
I've got a bang of sorts. Let me in.
What lookalike contest would you be in?
Okay. The one I get online, and I have these words completely muted, maybe I've said this before, is the fucking guy from, oh my God, what is his name?
Is it from like a kids show?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. iCarly. Mm-hmm.
Neville.
Neville Paperman.
Paperman?
Yeah. I would go to his lookalike contest. Not a celebrity. Not a celebrity anymore. That's probably the beginning and the end of what I could really pass off.
You got a comparison to someone from like an old sitcom in one of our comments once too.
Oh.
So maybe that guy.
Perfect. I'll dig deep. I'll find it.
But I do want to agree that I think the lookalike concerts, the lookalike contestants, they're full of whimsy, and I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
And keep it that way. Do not monetize them. I will kill you.
Oh, I'd be furious. If money was to be made, mm-mm. No.
In fact, we've had enough.
All done. All done. Wrap it up. I also think, it's giving, because a lot of them are for white male celebrities. It's just giving random white men a little too much confidence.
Yeah, we don't need them to be applauded.
You do not look like Timothy Chalamet just because you live in Brooklyn. Okay? I shouldn't have to be the one to tell you that.
But thank God you did. I know it wasn't your responsibility.
Our listeners are withdrawing their submission.
Okay, I need to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Get in.
So I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but Dancing with the Stars watches me and sends me TikTok videos because I do watch the Bachelor franchise, and these are historically intertwined franchises. They love to sort of give Dancing with the Stars privilege to women they treat badly on their shows, on the Bachelor shows.
Oh.
They've done that many times, and they're doing it again this season. So anyways, the point is it's like in my ecosystem.
Totally.
But Ilona Mayer, who is the Olympic rugby athlete,
yeah,
is on this season.
And so tall.
Very tall, very charming. People are absolutely in love with her. White women across the world are in her comments saying, "You are literally my best friend." That's what they're. I'm serious. This is not exaggeration. Like, I open the comments and it says, "Did you know in my head you are my best friend? This is my best friend. Actually, you are my best friend." It's so like almost textbook that I feel like when I see it, I'm like, what? I don't know. It's,
look inward.
It's too obvious.
Yeah.
It's too obvious.
Is she good at dancing?
Yeah, she's good at dancing. She's like a person who learned to dance. That's the premise of the show, is one person's really good at dancing, the other person is famous. And that's it. But it's been really strange because I would never, ever be tuned into this side of society.
Yeah.
Except for my Bachelor tuning in. And I just like didn't know we were out here like Taylor Swift stanning rugby athletes like this. But it's a very similar, it's the same demographic, I think, as Taylor Swift. And they just see something in her that they wish to emulate and befriend. which I totally understand.
I get it. Cause she's very personable.
That's her whole thing. Interview. She's so relatable and funny.
Yeah.
It is incredible. So whoever is on her PR team who got her on Dancing with the Stars to like ride the Olympic fame.
Genius.
Incredible work.
She's going places.
Absolutely bravissimo, and keep up the great work. Yeah, we should give awards out to
PR should. Genius. We should. We need to get a PR person on.
Oh, yes. I would love that. They do not like to talk, though.
I know,
they
but I
don't want to tell us anything.
I need maybe an ex-PR.
Yeah, we need to find somebody who's disillusioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've already made all their money.
They're out.
So today we have a fucking incredible guest.
So good.
Your friend, my new friend, Akilah Hughes. And the interview is fantastic. You're about to listen to it. Enjoy.
All right. I'm very excited to introduce our guest for this episode of the Parasocial Social Club, Akilah Hughes. Akilah is a writer, comedian, and podcaster. She's been a digital correspondent for MTV, HBO, Fusion TV, and Comedy Central. She began her career on YouTube on a YouTube channel, Akilah, obviously, which has amassed more than, this is so out of date, 150,000 subscribers. From October 29th...
It's weird that it's so specific.
Well, I love Wikipedia.
Yes.
From October 2019 to July 2021. They got so exact.
What did you just say? She co-hosted... She's a founding host of Crooked Media's What a Day podcast.
You guys, I have to tell you something. I thought Charlie wrote this.
I did.
I thought Charlie wrote from October 2019 to July 2021.
No, I'm not insane. That part I copy-pasted.
I'm like, wow, they're really like, and well, she's been unemployed ever since. No, but
that's what I think is interesting is you exited. Okay, anyways. Check out our new podcast, Rebel Spirit with Akilah Hughes, where she attempts to convince her high school, Boone County High, and I did write this part, to change its Confederate general mascot. Akilah, you are a parasocial icon.
Wow.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel very special to have been asked. This was great. These were lots of details from my life.
This is the thing. You've done a lot. And so this is by far the longest intro I've had to give. Because, like, there's literally a list where it's like, MTV, HBO, Fusion TV, Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even the beginning.
I know.
And a daily podcast for many years. That is
That's
truly
insane.
Absurd.
True.
So yeah, your accomplishments, you outweigh.
Wow, thank you so much, you guys. Well, this has been a great podcast.
We're wrapping up.
You guys have learned about me, and that's perfect. So I'll see you later.
We have you on to read your bio to you. That's
Listen,
brutal.
It's a hard industry. We just need someone to say it out loud.
We just want
to
remind you what you've accomplished.
Thank you. Yeah, I forget.
And isn't that the message of today? So I'm curious, you started on YouTube doing like sketch comedy stuff. Mm-hmm. How did you know that you were like, okay, I want to work in media in some capacity? How did you get to starting?
I mean, I think that's a very like real truth. Also, I'm like, is my phone on? Sorry. Let me make sure that sounded, it's not me.
Please take calls. Please take calls.
I'm so sorry. So I started my YouTube channel in college. I was in school in like 2005 to 2010, but I skipped two grades, so I'm a little bit younger than you think. But in any case, YouTube became a thing. People weren't making money on YouTube, but they were making like really funny stuff. And I think that like truly watching like the Lonely Island and stuff making videos, I was like, well, we should just do that. Like we should have a portfolio of us being funny. So like in the event that like we didn't have any contacts in Hollywood or anything, you know what I mean? And like there was really like one path most of our lives to become like a successful person in Hollywood. And so YouTube in my mind opened up this huge door for people from Kentucky with like no Hollywood intel. And so what really was just like a fun thing to do on campus where no one was making any money became like a real path. And I think my videos started doing well online in like 2012. So much later than when we started.
Wow, that's cool.
And like it was just kind of a perfect time in like digital comedy space where like there were just so many avenues you could go. And so my videos did well. MTV reached out. I was making web series for them. They had like great employees and great like talented creative people working together. And so it just, that was probably what I would classify as like the beginning of like, oh, this is the media path. And then I worked at Fusion, which, rest in peace, was like Univision and ABC's joint venture where we all made way too much money for a very short period of time.
I love that. When you go like, there's no way this is sustainable.
Yeah, I was like, is this like, money from not. Russia? Like, where is it? This is clearly not a real thing. I literally worked with Tim Pool. Like, it was it was a little sketch. So we're still alive and Fusion isn't.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to that. Then, yeah, I mean, I think it was just sort of like, by that point, people really were charting their own paths. And so I wrote a book. I thankfully got an offer to do a voice on Bob's Burgers. And then I got this offer for the Daily News podcast at Crooked. And then I'm here in LA. So it really all stemmed from just a like love of the internet. I've just been online forever. So it just felt like the thing to keep doing. And now I'm like, oh, there's no other way.
That's kind of
the Hollywood I was building towards is
dead. But the internet is kind of the through line with all of it.
Yeah.
Because like, you were doing sketches on YouTube. And then when you make the move to do a daily news podcast, were you like, I love the news? Or were you like what? Right. Did that feel like a jump outside of
things? And no. That's a good question. Because like, I think a big portion of what I was writing was like political and like topical. And so, and also it was like so on Twitter, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm kind of updating every day with what's happening. Seems like it could be like a pretty easy path. And honestly, like I had worked with Cricket on a few other things. They had an HBO show and I did like the only funny part of it, which was great. And so I was like, oh, I mean, if they're giving me the space to like create this show in the format, then like, let's do it. Like what's my version of a news show? And so, yeah, that was like a sick opportunity.
Also, having a daily thing, because this is a parasocial podcast, I feel like if I'm listening to something every day,
you're in their brain.
Look, Michael Barbaro means something to me.
Yeah, like if he dies, like that's going to be a national holiday. They'd be like, no, not Michael Barbaro. But also, like, it is, you're absolutely right, where like, I had been making YouTube videos, but maybe one a week.
Yeah.
I'd been like doing these other things and it was like there were glimpses of like a parasocial relationship, but nothing like doing a day like where people are like, I can't believe you had to take off to have surgery. Like,
oh my God,
my life is like in the balance. Like, oh, how can you just do this to me? And I'm like, I don't know you.
You're like, my foot was gangrenous.
Exactly. And it was important and we sawed it up. I'm back though and we can keep going. They're like, oh, thank God. I'm like, geez. To this day, people are like, you really got me through a tough time. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, me, Tiger King, food generally, like,
right.
I was in that mix for a minute, so totally.
Should be up there with Tiger King.
A show that everyone's ashamed that they did watch.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I watched it the second it came out. There was nothing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just day drinking and Tiger King.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, the actual pandemic was, like, the explosion of parasocial relationships because there was like we all had to look in a direction.
Oh, God.
It was like, what's happening as constantly as possible? What is it? Besides
That's so
COVID.
True.
I got to go on record and say, I never thought she killed her husband. I was like, this asshole fucked off on a private plane.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest, I don't remember having strong opinion about whether or not she killed him. I know that's kind of the whole fucking thing, but I just didn't care.
I've never seen it.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I was like,
for
sure,
the viewers at home.
You were like, I was busy making a daily fucking podcast.
I basically was mostly playing video games. Like, I was deep in Animal Crossing. I didn't know what was happening in the real world.
The lady who hates the Tiger King, they tried to be like, they
Tiger
were like,
King hater, number one.
Oh, number one.
Number one.
Well, they're like, yeah, life or death enemies. They tried to be like, she's bad too. Mm-hmm. First of all, she's a woman, which we find annoying.
And hate to have
second of all,
ladies.
They were like, her husband went missing. All we know is that his plane is gone, he's gone, and we think she fed him to the tigers. And it was a big stretch.
Yeah.
And it has since been confirmed that he did, in fact, flee the country. So,
Hell yeah.
Justice for...
Thanks for sharing your
her name was. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Going back to your early YouTube.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, please.
I'm curious if you remember, like, when you said it started, like, getting traction around, like, 2012-ish. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, like, what happened? Like, was it just the algorithm picked it up? Did somebody find you?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a first video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that I think what people would say is, like, the viral video where they found me. It was called Meet Your First Black Girlfriend, which was a very tongue-in-cheek video about, like, I'd just been dumped by this white boyfriend, mm-hmm. and he just like was such an inept person. Like he didn't see people as people. And so I'm like, listen, you can touch my hair because you're my boyfriend, but like, of course your friends can't. Like just dumb, basic, be totally. A human being shit. But like, obviously we live in a world where people need a video to tell them that.
Yeah.
And, but it went viral, which is like so funny now because like, what does that even mean? But back then it really meant something because like, it was all independent creators. Like it wasn't like Vanity Fair had their own video team.
Right.
So it was like, it went viral actually on Tumblr. Like, I remember I posted it to Tumblr with some great hashtags. I don't remember what they were. Mm-hmm. But I remember I went to the bathroom and came back, and it had been reblogged 10,000 times. And I'm like, this is the one.
This is the one that's
and like,
gonna
but
do
the
it.
Next day, it had a million views. And I was like, sick. We did it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it was really, like, just very – and I think that I had, like, been picking up on just, like, what could do well. Yeah. And then, like, the week after, I made another video that, like, similarly did numbers. It was called Christmas Cookies for Singles because I had just gotten dumped by that white boyfriend. And it was, like, just a very vindictive video of me, like, making the worst cookies you've ever seen.
But it's just for you.
Yeah, totally. And they're like, wow, she's really angry about this relationship, which people loved back then.
Relatable. Like, yeah, all of it.
Totally. Yeah. And so it was just, like, a lot of – but, like, the internet was really in a different place where, like, now I think there's, you know – so many formats that can do well online. Like, you know, people watch these 45-minute documentaries made by independent people on YouTube, yeah. and they're like, they're investigating, like, the horse meatballs at IKEA or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, the lore of that.
That's what I fall asleep to.
Totally. I'm telling perfect. You, it happens. But back then, it was like, your video has to be a minute and a half, and it just has to be, like, a premise.
Yeah.
And so that was, I really figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're that's like, so fascinating.
I see what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, I will play the game. Turns out my like more thoughtful videos do not matter. Why use your brain? Haktua.
But in 10 years, you can make video essays in 10 years and put like yes. 700 hours yeah. of work into a totally, 1 hour YouTube video.
Totally. I've been saying to Akila, if you start streaming,
yeah.
people are going to love.
I should do it. I'll do it after this. I'll play Fortnite.
Yeah. No, but literally.
I'll do it. I think I should,
watch
I'm going to teach
for hours.
Like kids how to, like I'm going to teach them CRT. On fucking Fortnite. It'd be like, hey, you kids ever heard about like equal rights?
Yeah.
And their parents would be like, I hate Fortnite, turn it off. You're becoming a commie. And I'm like, we're really just all like pew-pewing, but all right.
You guys ever heard about equal rights?
What do you guys know about Martin Luther King? And they're like, I don't know.
They're like, we get a day off? And you're yeah. like, awesome.
Exactly. Let's start here, okay? Imagine those people over there that were going after our black. That sucks for them, right? Yeah. They don't deserve it. They're just over here kikiing, but that's how it was before. And they'll be like, wow, my mind has been opened. So yeah, that's I'm just going to be that renegade in the hellscape. You know?
I love that. You start with 101.
Yes.
You go like, okay, the civil rights movement.
Yes, literally come up with my curriculum in Fortnite. I'm like, all right, what shitty side game am I going to play where like the microphone's on and it's like a third grader just chewing chips loudly in my ear talking about how his mom is poor because they don't have the battle pass, which is literally all they talk about.
The battle pass?
Yeah, they're like, my mom won't even spend $11 on the battle pass. All my stuff is like the default skin. And I'm like, wow, you're just like roasting your mom in here. And they're always eating something. That's what I know about the youth.
They're always eating something on
sometimes mic. They're at home on Zoom class and they're like, oh shit, my teacher just like called on me. And they do cuss. They cuss, they eat chips, and they resent their mother.
Obsessed.
I'm so sad.
Children are our future. Yeah. And and I'm scared for them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
So.
Should we go to work?
Yeah, we'll go to work.
I don't think we need to tell you this, but a parasocial relationship is a one-sided relationship.
In which we develop illusions of intimacy, friendship, and identification with a media persona. Wow.
So, again, I don't think we need to ask you this, but had you heard of this idea before this podcast?
Totally, totally. And I will say, like, I have watched a lot of media about parasocial relationships that came out far before the internet was, like, a real thing. And I'm like, oh, this is just, like, I think that this is always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I think that... it's amplified with the internet, but I think, like, you know, people in ancient Egypt thought they, like, knew the pharaoh.
Yeah.
They're like, yes. That's my guy. Like he's I'm building looking shit out for me. Yeah, exactly. He understands me, and I just think that, like, you guys are being really mean about him. And it's like, what?
Why are you defending him?
Exactly. Stop it. He literally just crushed half your family with those bricks last week, and they're like, it's different.
He's understand. Different now. Yeah. You don't get it.
Yeah, it's fine.
You don't get it. Woke. God told him to. It's so chill. It's so chill.
He knows God and he knows me. So do you.
So do you have parasocial relationships of your own?
Ooh. I mean, probably. I think, like, it's also really exacerbated by the fact that, like, I was so online growing up. And so, like, I really, especially with Twitter in the beginning, I think that, like, celebrities were so available and would respond to, like, your shit. So I'm like, oh, that's my friend. And it's like, no, it's not. But, like, I do, like, just the other day, I was at this event. It was, like, for Moana 2, the songwriters. It's, like, a female duo, the first, like, all-female duo to write or compose the music for a Disney film. And they're, like, cool millennials, whatever. And so, like, they were performing their songs, and Chrissy Teigen and John Legend were sitting, like, right next to me with, like, their kids. And, like, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend followed me on Twitter. They had, like, the night that John Legend EGOTed, I messaged him and he messaged me back. And I'm like, I literally didn't say anything to them. I was like, I don't, what am I going to say? Like,
right. We follow each other on Twitter.
They'll be like, great, don't look at my kids. And I'll be like,
you're like, okay.
I won't. I respect that and I won't.
Completely.
That is so, that is, why do we live in this world? That's right, so crazy.
It's unhinged. I'm like, and in my mind, like, well, yeah, because they, like, liked my tweets of, like, they're not my friends. I've never been to their home. I don't know their birthdays. If I get sick, they're not calling. They have no clue.
It's so interesting because, like, you do have an internet relationship with them. Yeah. You don't have a real life relationship with them. And then you're sitting in the same room.
Yeah.
And then what?
Right.
Right. I mean, what do you say?
And if you do say something, like, I don't know, there was also, like, a TikToker who, like, hosted the event who, like, also is, like, a mutual. And I did say hello to them and it did not go well. It was sort of just like, oh, yeah, we're mutuals. And then just like this, like, 30-yard stare. And I'm like, well, see you later.
Yeah, good luck.
I guess I'll keep hurting your stuff. Yeah.
I guess this will destroy our internet relationship. Yes, exactly. Now
go ahead and unfollow because I feel weird.
Now that we've seen each other in real life.
Yeah, it's ruined broken. It for me. It was better online.
Yeah.
Fantasy is better than the reality always.
I don't get why, like, it's so difficult, like, when someone says, like, oh, we're mutuals or whatever, like, it's like, what do you think I want from you now that I've said that?
Right.
Like, you don't need to, we can talk a little bit and be like, who are you?
Yes,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah. It's okay for us to work this out together.
Right. And also, like, there's no commitment being asked.
Yeah.
Don't have to keep talking ever again.
We can all consent to this equally or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, who isn't susceptible? I think that, like, especially with, like, Donald Trump, it's like, a lot of people think that they're like, that's my dad. Like,
yes.
He is my dad, and he's gonna, like, you guys are being mean about my fucked up dad. And it's like, okay. I think he doesn't know you. I think he doesn't care.
No. We all felt that way about Tim Walz, though. I really was like, and that is every friend of mine's dad I've ever met.
Oh, your friends have great dads. I always hated meeting my white friend's parents. I was like, here we go.
Yeah. No, completely.
For some reason, it's
there were some bad ones.
Spanish Inquisition that's just endless questions. What else would you like to know about the blacks? Just rough. I feel like Tim Walz would be very, like, good at handling it, but I do. I mean, he was sort of like the North Star of white parents in my mind.
You don't think he would be like, I would have voted for Obama for a third time if I could?
He totally would have, and that is, like, maybe the issue. I'm like, oh, you have a parasocial relationship with Obama.
Oh, yeah, we actually don't love.
Yeah, like, I think that he doesn't know you.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of datification.
Yeah, so many dads. Yeah. So many dads. This is why we can't have any old people doing anything anymore. I don't want to believe that dads are a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
give it
dads
right over. The founding fathers were the beginning of the end.
Oh my God. And we did call them fathers,
yes,
which is so.
Sure did.
It's time to let them die.
Did George Washington even have kids? I feel like no.
If he did, I
feel
don't
like
know.
All men have kids.
That's the thing. He didn't write it down, but they were absolutely in the corner looking at him. Existed. Like, why are we not in any of this paper?
Yeah.
You have nothing to say? He's like, no.
He's like, I'm kind of just thinking about
Yeah, the country is
destiny.
My child. Who are you?
Yeah.
Just go chop some cherry trees.
All
Get
men have
out of
kids.
Here.
Really Pre-condoms, that has to be true.
Yeah,
that's
really.
That
that's
has
why,
to be true.
I don't know if you heard, but like 23andMe, they said that like a lot of people are mad about it because they keep finding like their fucking brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh wow, he had a whole life and relationship with you. That's interesting.
It's way more common than anyone wants to think.
Also, like, oof, I mean, the worst of it is like a lot of people are finding out they're inbred. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Ooh,
awful.
Awful. Let's just abolish facts. I don't want to learn nothing else. No more
no
to learn.
More.
Just vibes, just smooth brain.
I can't imagine dating someone and finding out you're related.
Oh.
But then also, nah, we don't have time to get into it.
Oh no!
I feel
what is yeah, but also thought? Dot dot dot.
Well, being Jewish and a lot of Jewish people want you to marry other Jewish people. I go, that's a little close.
Yeah, small.
You don't
small
think that's
circle
a little close? We're 0.2% of the population, you don't think?
Yeah, maybe broaden.
That's a little broader, close.
Slightly broader. Oh.
Yeah. Let not me. I'm going to get eggs from somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Or cum, whatever. I forgot
what
which
the
stuff
fuck
I had.
Ever. Yeah. Yeah, whatever we need.
I don't care. So whatever
I
you
don't
got.
Care. Yeah, what do you guys selling on the corner?
Literally.
Akilah. Oh.
Yes.
Do you feel like people have a parasocial relationship with you?
Yeah.
Big time.
So many people. I think that, like, I mean, I will say that, like, I think it really started at Crooked, but also, like, even on YouTube, I think that, like, the internet, when we first started being on it, wasn't about the comment section. Like, you didn't have to build a thing. It was just like, this is what I made. Good luck. And now they're like, interact with mm-hmm. everybody or else you're fake. You're not a real person.
Yeah.
And so, like, any interaction becomes, like, in, like, the number of messages I have on Instagram where I'm like, if I went missing tomorrow, like, none of these, like, I feel like a lot of these people would be like, where is she? Like, and I'm yeah. like, but I don't know you.
Right.
I don't know. It's strange. And it's obviously I like when people like my work. I'm not a moron. But like,
right.
I just think that, like, there is, like, sometimes, like, sometimes when people are like, oh, what's your address? Like, I know you have this birthday. I want to send you a T-shirt. I want to send you gifts. I'm like, I'm never giving you my address. Like,
no, I'm not getting a P.O. box either.
No, no. And, like, I've already made the mistake once of giving somebody my number. And I'm like, never again.
Oh, yikes.
Never again.
So so you have, like, a real wave of, like, people. Because that means, like, people have parasocial relationships with you. But they're also trying to bridge the gap constantly.
Totally, yeah. Totally. And, like, really just, like, updating me on their lives. And I'm like, I don't know you at all.
Wow.
I really think it's, like, not that I'm not interested, but I do think that, like, I think that we exist less and less in the real world these days. And so it is just sort of, like, the constant pushing back against the, like, and now it's all this real relationship online. I'm like, oh, like, nobody knows who anybody is. Like, mm-hmm. it's so seedy. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It's also impossible for you to, like, hold that many details about other people. Like, you right. can only, people can only have so many
yeah,
relationships.
Yeah, I didn't evolve to know
literally.
That many people, frankly.
No.
So.
I think about this a lot.
Yeah.
Too many people in my brain, especially that I've never met.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're, like, characters, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about Bald Ann Dowd from Twitter so much. I think about her.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not a person I've met.
Totally. And, like, I mean, I feel like my personality is such that, like, I get really weirded out when people are, like, very interested in a lot of things. Like, an example, Caroline Calloway had such an interesting, like people follow her just to hate her. And I'm like, why is this part of it? Like, who just don't care? Yeah. Like, you don't have to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
And I think people forget they have a choice. Like, they're just like I don't, I have actively chosen not to know anything about Hawk Tua. I still haven't seen the actual
right.
original video.
Right.
Because why? Right.
No
I don't
reason
care.
To.
I'm like, this is not original advice. I get it.
We've spitting,
all been in a
okay.
bind. Like, what? There's no lube around. What are you gonna do? It's a pretty simple choice, I think. But I guess that's worth $10 million and a bunch of people who have opinions. And I'm like, I regret that this is our culture.
So it sounds basically it sounds like kind of an accident that people developed such a parasocial fandom with you. Like, you made content and you put out content and you were yourself.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, you weren't, like, facilitating them.
I mean, if I was,
attaching
I'd be much
you.
More famous.
Right.
I think
that's actually its own thing, is, like, that's a way forward. I think
yeah.
that, like, I also think that millennials who were on YouTube at a specific time, like, the well-adjusted ones, like, all got out. You know what I mean?
Completely.
We're like, this is for kids. Like, this is not,
no.
it's not a sustainable thing for, like, adults with lives.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't really get to be an adult with a life if that's what you're chasing. And so, like, it is kind of strange because, yeah, I always saw YouTube as a means to an end. And I think that, like, everyone who was there sort of at the beginning was like, yeah, and eventually you'll leave this place. And they're like, no, forever, build more
yeah.
people, talk to everybody, talk constantly.
Keep going.
It's just your own voice. Like,
that's how I feel
ego,
about TikTok
ego, ego.
Now.
Yeah.
But you post on TikTok.
A little bit.
I mean,
more
it.
Recently, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, recently there's been some updates in the country.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard.
Yeah, things are, the vibes are rancid. And so I felt compelled to say things. But yeah, even with that, I'm like, I watch this younger generation that, like, is so susceptible to the burnout that we had to figure out sort of because there wasn't, you know, people making stuff online independently before that. And I do think like all the time about how in 2020 we were also on TikTok. There was like the celebrities of TikTok then, and most of them are nowhere now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the turnover is so quick that it's like, what's the benefit? Like, it also has killed celebrity culture entirely.
Right, because everyone is online and everyone is low-key famous.
Yeah, there's like a million, more than that now, probably a million people with a million followers plus.
Right? Yeah.
So it's like, when that's the case, like, what are we building towards?
Mm. Okay, this reminds me of something. I just read the, what someone called a hit piece on the Queer Eye. it was not a hit piece.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, so-and-so slams Queer Eye, a show that's not on the air. Yeah.
So basically it was just like this like article in Rolling Stone or something that was talking about how like one of the cast members left and then there's all this drama, blah, blah, blah. But what I actually thought was really interesting was that so it's the cast Queer Eye, there's five of them, five, the Fab Five.
yeah, and you can't break that formula.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's a sixth fabulous person, they shall not. Nobody's fabulous. That's
four gay people, no.
Yeah, four gay people, not fabulous. Five, exactly fabulous. Six, illegal.
It's a pointed star.
Six, well, illegal.
Now it's RICO charges. Like, I think you just got to back up.
Literally.
Five is enough. Five is a kickback. That monopoly. Six is a party. Six is a party. It's officially under review.
So the thing that I thought was weird is that they were like, okay, so one guy left the show and then the rest of them all agreed to keep doing the show. So they have to recast that guy. And why would they agree to keep doing the show? Like, they all have their own companies and influencing brands and stuff. And then there was a paragraph where they did kind of do a takedown where they like listed like how all of their like in other influencing and other companies were like failing, like Karamo's this JVN's this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and then they have to do the next season because that's the thing. It's like, so I don't think this is true across the board, but that was just an example of like, in that way, traditional media still needs
100%.
To make their celebrity because they're kind of failing to do it through the internet, basically.
Totally. There's too many influencers. And so I'm like, who cares about your hair
specific
product?
Yeah. and it's all just like marketing. So I don't know if any of it works. So I don't buy any of it.
Yeah.
That's totally.
I'm like, you're paying these teens to tell me that their hair that was perfect last week is more perfect this week. I'm not going to buy it.
Sure.
I believe my hair will just be what it is until it's gone. And that's just how it's going to be.
Nothing works.
Nothing works.
Let me just say
in
that.
Capitalism.
Nothing works.
Nothing works.
So you still update your YouTube page, but now it's with stuff that you're doing now.
Yeah, it's like
love.
Yeah, like podcasts.
Yeah. Well, and your recent After Midnight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes. I did
debut.
Make a nice appearance. I lost. But
you won in my
fake.
Heart.
The points are fake.
But I do have to say, oh my God, can you remind me of the name of the woman who won?
Michelle Collins.
Michelle Collins. Okay. I've worn this shirt on this podcast, but I made a shirt that said Vinnie Thomas and Akila Hughes. Because they were on the same episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like this episode was made for me personally.
Yeah, literally. It was actually your
make-a-wish. Two of my favorite. I literally was like, I'm dying. Please make this come true. And get a third. I don't care who.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's like, just don't mess up the format. I need a third person.
Yeah, just any
whoever,
third. I don't care.
Whoever.
I don't care. And I'm in the like the little guest watch area. This is what's so weird about that show. If you're a guest, you don't sit in the audience. You sit in a room
watching it on TV
like you would at home.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can relax and be private and not be bothered by the plebeians.
But you don't want to be bothered.
Well, can I just say, the first time I went, the first like maybe Vinny's, an early one or one of Vinny's, the restroom was being cleaned, the men's restroom, and so I went and I found somebody. I said, is there another restroom? And he said, yeah, but the audience uses this one. And I was like, oh, you think I'm anybody? Come on.
Yeah, you've like, never used a public restroom.
I've smoked cigarettes
know.
I've seen on the ground. Like,
you're like, what's the worst bathroom in the building?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
I'll sit with the audience. Shut up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But after Akila's episode, I walk into the green room and Michelle Collins is there and she won and I'm wearing a shirt that says everyone's name on it except
but
for hers. And she was like, who the fuck are you?
You like, know who I am.
Exactly. I'm the like, one person who was rooting for your downfall.
I'm
okay?
So sorry. I did not see this turn of events.
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to happen. And frankly, I'm terrified.
I made shirts. That was the other thing. I made everyone who was going with us a shirt, and then I left everyone's but my own. So I was the only one in the shirt that I made.
Well, that's probably better now if you think about it. Imagine everyone was wearing that shirt.
We all get taken down brutally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the shirt, though. I thought that was very lovely. It was a great touch. Made me feel really special.
I ironed. I bought an iron.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
To make the shirt.
You ironed on?
Mm-hmm. I ironed
that.
On.
That's beautiful.
But all that to say, I saw that you put that on YouTube. So, like, yes. The people are still getting updates.
Totally.
Even if you're not making things for YouTube in particular.
Totally.
Oh, can we talk about your most recent podcast a little bit?
Yeah. Sure.
Because this chunk of it is concluded, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got like a few more episodes coming, but now, I mean, we're really figuring out what that's going to be.
Yeah.
Seems like what happens now.
Are you still recording them?
We have three more like under our deal.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we have to put, like, we have some extended interviews, so that might be one of them, but the other two of like, well, they were going to change it, so now.
Right.
Right.
I'm just going to be like, no, they're not, and this is why they're bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say, like, the podcast was so great
it's
and
so
interesting
good.
And you did such a good job with like, you know, the narrative conclusion that nobody wants.
Yes.
You
yes,
know?
Totally. Yes. I do think that the show ultimately was a canary in the coal mine of like why we're okay. So just for people watching and listening, like it's a podcast about trying to get my high school mascot changed from a Confederate general named Mr. Rebel to a team that would be the Biscuits because I'm like, that's something the South can actually be proud of.
Yes. It's so cute. Also, every guest that you have on the podcast, you're like, what do you think of the Biscuits? And they're like, of course not.
Yeah, they're like, that sucks.
And
they're
like,
okay.
No.
I still like it and I'm going to wear it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that like, well, basically like we were going to bring them opportunity, money, all of this stuff to like change it and reinvigorate a school that like literally doesn't have a physical mascot anymore. The kids there are like, this school sucks. We have no school spirit. And it's like, if the teachers in Footloose won, it feels like,
yes.
Where it's like, and now you can't dance ever again. And I'm like, okay.
Well, that's the way of the country. In Footloose being like, oh, we could dance, but dancing is so expensive.
Yeah, like,
and
I don't know if people like dancing that much. I'm like, I think they like dancing.
I think like, all the dancers would love to be allowed to dance.
Right. What if the kids had something to do besides like hay? And they're like, no, they're going to go out and be on the farm with the hay. We are not dancing.
That's
like,
it.
And that's where we're at as a country. It's hay and no dancing.
The way when you were first working on the podcast, you were talking about it, is I'd be like, what's going on? And you'd be like, I don't know. I'm like kind of trying to change my high school's mascot. You were like...
I was in it. I was in Kentucky taking meetings, fighting with the locals.
But you would talk about it like you were like, I'm dabbling in this. I'm like a little bit doing this. And then this podcast comes out and I was like, this was a ton of work to be like, I'm a little bit doing something tiny.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am a Virgo. Who knows if astrology is real? We'll find out.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah,
we'll confirm at the end of the episode.
Yeah, all the astrologers were wrong about the election, so now I'm like, it's fake. But I like to think that I'm like a Virgo that is very Virgo-coded. And so I'm like, I feel like if you're given an opportunity and a budget, you've got to show out. Like, there's no point in just doing the easiest thing. And so we like compiled a team. And we were just like, let's do... The place where I'm from, like the respect of making something that is actually valuable and like true about them and like talks about the history of where we're from. So like, even if you hate my guts and you hear it, you're like, well, this sounds like it costs money to make.
Yeah.
It's not just like a person that might be like, and they're racist and fuck them. And I'm so glad I left and I hope they all die, which is really what they thought it was going to be.
Sure.
They were like, here comes hater number one of Florence, Kentucky to tell us why we're Hicks. And I'm like, actually, I just think that you all should respect yourselves and realize it's not based on Rebel Without a Cause. That's all.
Yeah.
Yes.
An insane plot line.
What a stupid, stupid excuse.
Stupid, deeply dumb.
Stupid excuse.
This is what, Barbara Brady, if you're watching this, you're dumb.
Stupid.
That's a stupid hill to die on, man. We all have Rebel seen James Dean. Ain't seeing nothing that looks like that at the high school.
That no.
So stupid.
Also, they used to have a physical mascot, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't James Dean.
Right, never was.
So.
Never. Seems like you guys had an opportunity to do that. And you chose to do the Confederate general. I don't know.
Just saying.
There was a Confederate flag. I just feel like that was a choice.
That was
Didn't have to be that. We do live in America.
Yeah.
No, it was an accident.
Yeah, we accidentally put that flag up there for 70 years.
Oops. Oops.
You're saying this isn't the United States flag?
Weird. It's red, white, and blue. I thought for sure.
Right. That's exactly the energy of where I'm from.
It also, so. Oh, God. Maybe this is just, it's an evil looking flag. I really, yeah. Flags are interesting. That one looks
real
not
sinister,
good.
Real vibey in the worst way. I'm yeah. Like, oh, wow. I feel like they do want me dead. Which was also like a subtext of the whole podcast. I'm like, wow, I cannot believe. One time when I was leaving, like we visited, so the Cincinnati airport is in where Northern Kentucky, where I'm from, where the high school is. And so I was leaving from like having recorded back to LA and I got stopped by the DEA and they were like, we have a warrant for your arrest for like major theft. And I'm like, I don't think you do.
No.
And so then I was just like, cool. Like they looked, they tried to take like money out of my purse. I was like, no, you can't. To have it, and I got on the plane, and then like when I called the airport, they like tried to die. I'm like, I feel like I'm on an enemy list. Like I can never go home again.
But why? Do you know why?
What the
no
fuck?
Clue? I mean, apparently this happened to Eric Andre in Georgia, and he's like sued the DEA.
Yeah,
apparently it's like a thing where they're like black people who travel alone, who like I don't know into like smaller places. They're like they just like try to pinch it on you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But you're like I'm literally here to do a podcast.
Right? Exactly. I'm like I didn't have like $10,000 in my wallet. I had like $20. And I'm like, yeah. I need that because I plan on getting a coffee when we land. I'm like, stop touching my purse. Get away from me.
That's so scary.
It's really horrible. Like the vibes are pretty weird.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
And that's the thing. It's like you listen to the podcast, and I'm like, I think we're very positive about what we're trying to
you
do
are.
There.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's like
you're
the reality
so
of being there. They're like, we want you to die. Like, why yeah. don't yeah. you understand that? Like, we will lynch you. And I'm like,
it's
am
literally
learning it. I'm
you
like,
coming home, and they're being like,
you think you're better than us? I'm like,
we're the police.
I'm here currently. How much better could I be from this place? I don't get it.
Well, incredible job with such a fucking nightmare.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm proud. I'm glad it made the wiki. I just think, God, I need something else to do with my time now.
So what was the reaction to the podcast from your fans?
People loved it. People were just like, I think in the parasocial vein of everything, people were like, we are actually getting to know where you're from.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's, I think people love podcasts like that anyway, where it's like, oh, I've never heard of this place. It's so specific. Like, and there is like, you know, our water tower, our weird, like small lore for where we're from, where like people are like, wow, you guys like really ride for that water tower.
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Like we all have to choose what we have and this is what we have. I think people were really receptive and I felt lucky that people were willing to give it a chance because it is like, I don't know. We're living in an era of podcasts where it is sort of just like, chatty and I like to do that and I think that like obviously I'm grateful to be here but like when you're trying to make something that is like this longer lead time crazy thing like it's if people don't like it you're like well then what did I just do that year of my life
right it's basically like producing a movie or something
yeah
it's
exactly like if they were immediately like this movie is absolute ass I'd be like well I did put my entire soul into it so I guess
and
you
it's
hate
deeply
me.
Personal
yeah exactly like cool all my ideas are bad and I'm bad and I shouldn't exist wow that's
but
crazy.
Also that's the hard part because it's narrative but real life
yeah
so the outcome whether or not you get the mascot changed has to feel like
satisfying in some way
like
it has to end and I mean I will tell you like we were really holding out it's not impossible to this point but we had like a trick up our sleeves for the end had they not changed the mascot and then that kind of fell through.
Ooh.
I mean I'll tell you all the cliff notes I don't think this will be interesting for your podcast but maybe it will be.
It will.
I don't care. I want to know
this is for us so you know.
It so, literally is.
So in the podcast, we talk about Sean Alexander, the football player from my school, who was like in the NFL, whatever. He played for the Seattle Seahawks. He's like a running back. He's eligible for the Hall of Fame. He's never been chosen for it. This year, Marshawn Lynch, who is very funny, but also was a running back for the Seattle Seahawks, is also now eligible to be in the Hall of Fame. And so we were just going to get him to like tell him the story and be like, so what do you think about changing the mascot? Like, we're just going to big time. Right. I'm like, well, we got somebody else who his name's kind of Sean. So
literally
he thinks that we're right. So, and he's also way more famous and people care what he thinks. And I feel like the kids at the school would have been like, I can't believe Marshawn Lynch is dunking on us. And then they would have been like, please just change it.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy.
Marshawn went to Africa. He was right.
He said, time to go.
Yeah. It looks like things are going better elsewhere.
Ugh.
Dang, sorry. That I know, fell
bummer,
through.
Bummer. That's a good one. Who knows? Maybe he'll show up.
That was a good trick, though.
It would have been great. It would have been the perfect end. People would have been like, wow, she really shitted on them. Yeah. She really big-timed her high
Let's
school.
Let's get another Seahawks player.
Right. Like, who cares about your guys' legacy? We're talking about my legacy now.
Yeah. This is about me now.
I gave you a chance. You didn't want it.
Yeah, that was brutal watching you track down.
Yes.
It's so sleuthing. Close.
I mean, really, it was, it's just like so much investigative work, but I'm like, it was riveting when we were in it. Like every clue and email and tip off has been like really fantastic. So like, I mean, I would hope I get to do something like that again, but it is like, you really can't do anything else. That's how I spent the entire year before that.
Wow.
And do you feel like when you put, that out, are you getting all of your feedback from like tweets or...
Yeah, like, it's a lot of that. It's like there and Instagram. I mean, it's like and Facebook is like its own thing because it's like the locals listening to it and like high school kids that like either I went to school with or like graduated way before or even kids who are there now. And that was like, I think the most exciting part of it because I'm like, oh, there was this one kid who was such a racist in high school, like absolute piece of shit. And he emailed us. We have an email for the show. And he was like, I just wanted to say like, I'm different now. And like, this really blew my mind because I just never used to think about things like this. And like, it's so obvious that the easiest thing to do would be to change it. And I'm like, wow, the racist kid.
We even got the racist kid.
Yeah. And our, you know, the Board of Education is like, I don't know. We kind of are still racist.
Yeah. We're sticking with this.
Yeah. I think that's kind of our thing. Maybe we lost the racist, but we're going to win this fight.
Wow.
So dumb. So bad.
How satisfying, though.
And yeah, truth.
Do you feel like, just in general, are there different reactions to you on different platforms?
Yeah. I mean, Facebook is so funny. Like, you, I think that, well, you, are you from Chicago originally?
San Diego originally.
And you also?
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you're from, like, an actual city, like, where there's, like, in also just in a state that I think people know about and are fascinated by.
Yeah.
But, like, in Kentucky and like the Midwest and the South, like Facebook really is still the top dog of social
That's
media.
So wild.
And so like I had to get back on there because I was like, everybody here is using this. And so it is almost also this like peek into the reality of the country versus like the sort of like hope for the country.
Yes.
And that was like, I mean, yeah, getting that feedback felt a little bit more impactful in ways because I was like, oh yeah, like your material life circumstance, you feel very forgotten. You feel like it, like the people that I was convincing to change were like, well, no one's bringing opportunity here. So like, I'm kind of excited to see a change. And I think that like, we've sort of seen that borne out through the election now where it's like, people just wanted any kind of change. And like, they don't care if it's the worst thing in the world. They just are like, change them in.
I'm so sorry you had to get back on Facebook.
I know. Yeah, that was actually the worst part of it. I was like, you guys aren't going to, like, iHeart, you don't have a few $100,000 to throw me for this. Like, I'm really sacrificing a lot.
Like, seriously.
First of all, like, getting back on there, like, finding a password.
Oh, that's the hardest part.
Horrible.
Just being like, I'm back. And they're like, who are you?
Yeah, literally. And also, like, the way people post there is just like, oh, it's so much AI slop. You got to just, like, block so many things.
Yes.
Just to have, like, find the people who are even still there. It's just a weird...
AI photos of like Jesus kissing Trump on the
literally,
neck.
Literally giving Trump a piggyback ride, being and then like Trump like having a baby and being like, "This is the future." And I'm like,
these
what
people
is this?
Need to learn about painting. You can paint anything, and I'm
can
fucking
they
tired.
Paint anything? They want to be able to paint Trump having a baby that is their child.
Yeah,
and it says MAGA. They're wearing a MAGA hat when they come out, and I just think that like. They could try to draw it, but it wouldn't look as good in their mind.
You're so right.
The way you described that, like, and I could just see it perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was like on the hands are like 18 fingers, but you're like, wow, like, as long as you don't squint too hard, like, you can really see the vision here.
That's so beautiful, though, because then you think about it for 1 second and you're like, Trump's giving birth.
Yeah.
Trump has a vagina.
Yeah,
a trussy.
You love trans Trump.
Right. Like, you love trans Trump. They never think deeply. They never think deeply about it. It's just like now when you're on there, like the way that they have like the photo button on every other website where it's like you push that and then like your album comes up. The first one is actually the AI. They're like, make something up. And that's all they do.
Awful.
Really bad. Wow. Mark Zuckerberg hates us.
He really does.
Why you gotta be like that, Mark? I've never even met you.
Come on, Mark.
Be a little
just
bit better.
You think you're cool now.
Yeah, you have that one curly hair. Like, cool. Yeah. Oh, you're wearing a tall tee. Is it 2004?
You can't just get a gold chain and be somebody.
Right. You're still a little dweeb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still a fucking nerd.
Cut it out. You think AI is the future. We think it sucks.
It sucks so bad.
We're booing you.
Ugly, ugly art.
Yes.
Speaking of trash information... Not saying that your Wikipedia is trash information, but Wikipedia itself has a lot of trash information.
Totally.
You have a Wikipedia.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
You are a media persona with a Wikipedia.
It is oft updated.
It is. And also, like, it's the worst photo of me because, like, racist trolls have Wikipedia accounts. And so they're like, I took this photo. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, this is, like, somebody's, like... B-list like version of a photo of me, like it's like I'm sneezing,
a Flickr photo from literally, like forever ago,
and I'm like, there are photos from Getty today, but like they don't want to represent anything positive about people they dislike. And so like it was like, man, I had crazy trolls on my page to the point where like I just called my agent one day, and I don't know that she fixed it, but I will say that like 3 days later it was like a real Wikipedia page and not just like, we hate black people and you should die and here's a black person you should hate.
Right.
Awful.
It's so bad. Wikipedia is also just a part of the media ecosystem that, like, every year you want $3 to survive. And I'm like, what are you helping?
Yeah.
This information is not all true.
No.
So I feel it's like, very suspect. There like, are libraries.
I would be stressed if I had a Wikipedia.
I mean, I don't love it. I don't love it.
Do you want us to take it down for you?
Honestly, just like, you know, I think if we all just fight certain sections, we just keep deleting it and being like, it's not relevant.
I'm going to become the admin.
I literally, like, I go to, like, Lizzo's page, right? And it's, like, the people who hate her so viscerally on Wikipedia. And they're, like, remember that time she, like, called out the DoorDash person who stole her food? And then, like, the person who stole her food sued her? And it's, like, that's not what people came here to learn about. Yeah.
No.
No, I'm literally like, trying to figure out, like, if there's a Grammy nom. Like,
right? Yeah. Like, did what she year? Write this song? Yeah. Like, what is the, like, just tell us
important
the facts.
Important factual information.
But they're, like, I just want anything that is, like, a disparaging. They're, like, South Park made fun of her once, and I'm like, sure. I mean, okay. I guess now you can link to the South Park page. You really did it. We didn't know what South Park was, so you put it on Lizzo's page. Like, God.
Thank you.
Jeez. Like, I don't need 100 pages about everything South Park has talked about.
God.
We get it. It's South Park. So that's my rant on South Park. They've covered everything.
I don't like those guys.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
I think their shit is like relatively funny, but also like pretty lowbrow. It's the kind of thing you watch late at night at a hotel when you're like, well, I'm taking a shower and I don't need to pay attention.
I was in middle school, you know?
And I remember when I learned to cuss.
Yeah.
That's really the beginning and end of it. Like, oh, wow. They're saying a lot of bad words.
They got us.
That is so true.
They've been in third grade the whole time I grew up. I moved on from South Park. I graduated.
I also can't tolerate it visually.
Thank you.
It's real bad. It's real.
Thank you.
It hurts to look at for me.
It's hard.
I don't like that.
You notice that nobody else has made that art style. It's not like Disney.
Because it started, they were doing it by paper, and then they were like, okay, we want to make the animation look just like the paper. And I was like, oh, you kind of updated it, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. I guess they didn't have to, though.
I guess not.
Also, like, they're like the only people who didn't spin off. Like, I feel like The Simpsons people have done 100 other shows.
Yeah.
Spin off.
They did a movie, but I can't remember. What
was it the South Park movie?
No, maybe.
Bigger, longer, uncut.
Oh, that was it.
Let's go on South Park Wiki. I knew we were going to get back there.
You're so right.
Everything is South Park's Wikipedia if you think about it. All roads lead back.
So besides not chatting with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, IRL, does like being a public figure and having people who have parasocial relationships with you, does that affect how you interact with like your day-to-day friends, your romantic relationships, your family?
That's a great, I've never really considered that, but probably. I think that like it has made me a more shielded person, which I think is just true of anybody who's doing like performance of any kind, where it's like people want to know you in a way where you're like, but I'm giving you what I'm willing to give you. Mm. Like, there isn't a deeper thing that's going to come from this, because this, what I made, I think, was the deep thing. Like,
right.
That was the,
they'll look at the art.
Right. Yeah. And they're like, no, I just want to know about you now. And I think that, I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, I don't think it's changed how I interact with my family, but, like, my family and I are just, like, relatively close. So it's like, I think that they get a kick out of all of it. Like, anytime I've ever been with my mom in public and somebody's like, just a second, are you Akilah Hughes? Like, my mom is just like, seriously? Like, you think that, like, this idiot? And I'm like, Mom, you can't just, like, shit on their dream. Like, let me, like, become,
oh my
her.
God. Yeah.
I'm becoming the thing that they wanted to meet. And my mom's like, she, like, I used to, like, clean up her poop. I'm like, stop. So, like, she doesn't get it. My niece and nephew definitely don't think I'm cool. Like, I try to get my nephew to play Fortnite with me, and he's like, but the sun's out. Like, I'm going to go outside. And I'm like, oh, I guess there are healthy alternatives.
The sun's out.
Literally. Like, he's like, why would we be doing this?
He's like, I'm outside drinking out of a hose.
Yeah, literally. He's like, I'm in the idyllic 90s. It's weird that you are still trying to push this future on me. I hate this.
He's like, Akilah, do you want to throw the baseball back and forth? Yes. And you're like, yes. No, what
exactly.
The fuck?
They're like, are you winning, Auntie? And I'm like, yeah, I'm winning fucking Fortnite. I'm so embarrassing. And then, like, my friends, I mean, I think that because of what I do, and also, like, living in LA, everybody's sort of in the same realm.
Totally.
Like, I feel like in ways I have a parasocial relationship with you, even though we have a real friendship.
And you know everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I've been on the internet for so long. Everywhere I've moved, I knew people from the internet before I got there. Mm. So it's like, I feel like it's just, it is weird. But I'm also the same person online as I am in real life, and a lot of people aren't.
Right.
So I think that, like, that is maybe why I feel like I've found friendship, where I know a lot of people are like, why don't people like me anymore? I'm like, because of who you are in person.
It's different.
Yeah, like, maybe edit, maybe put some of that in the drafts in real life.
You need a draft for the thing you say out loud.
Yep, it's called thinking. And I think you should... I think you should use your brain sometimes, I don't know. Maybe it's not all freestyle, and maybe some of it could be forethought.
Do you, if you are dating somebody, oh my God, I copied from the Vinny page.
Cute.
If you're dating someone, do you post them? Like, because you have followers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You stay private, like, with
I
stuff.
Really? Yeah. I mean, yeah. People, if you followed me on the internet, you would think that I've never had sex. Like, there's no hint of, like, who is really there for that.
Right.
But I also, like, I am as online as I am, like, a creative person. And so I also just think people who post their relationships a ton are not in good relationships. They're performing their relationships for the internet. And so I'm like, oh, if I really find someone that I like, I'm probably going to, like, keep that to us mostly.
Yeah.
And until we're, like, married. But I'm like, huh, in the future, are people going to be getting married?
No.
No.
We're going to have a firm handshake and a party.
Exactly. I think we're going to meet in the mines, and we're going to keep it in the mines. I just believe that we're all going to work in a lithium mine for Elon Musk, and that is my truest belief. And people think I'm catastrophizing, but I think I'm right.
But you said that's your first choice.
That's between that and Jed, I'm taking mines.
Over
I've got
Jed.
Little fingers. Yeah. I can get right in there and get that cobalt out. Just start scraping it with my nails. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
In the shower this morning, I was thinking about that I would love a career as Elon Musk's jester. who speaks truth to power.
God.
I'm just a jester, and he probably hits me. And
that's your best case. You're like, at least I'm in the palace. At least I'm in the
scenario.
Palace. They throw me the bones after food, and that's
I got clean fingernails. And,
yes, exactly. My feet are clean, and the socks are warm. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
I eat scraps he throws for me.
Yes, my little room under the stairs is just fit for me, and I can't complain.
That's my fantasy.
It's too, like, specific. It's too, like, I'm like, I can see it. Yeah. I don't want to, but I can't.
It's true.
Okay. It's time.
For our rapid invasive questions.
RIQ.
Oh, good.
You may need your cell phone for this.
Okay.
In fact, you will.
I'm ready.
First question. How many unread DMs do you have? App of your choice?
Ooh,
maybe
okay.
Maybe Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram.
That's the one we recommend.
But maybe Twitter. I guess not Twitter right now, though.
I'm like, don't piss me off.
Maybe just like, that. Don't open that app.
Yeah. How many unread DMs?
If I am adding correctly, it looks like 42.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's high.
Is that high?
Is that stressful?
The highest we've had.
Wow. No way. I'm also just a person who's not... I'm like not an inbox zero girly.
Yeah.
Like if you want to see how many unread emails I have, 53,624.
Oh my God. The emails.
Look
one
how
is
many
so
notifications.
Funny.
My whole page is red.
It's, yeah.
I don't.
It doesn't register anymore.
406 texts.
Wow. 406 unread texts?
Yeah.
I am so.
Stressed.
I'm so honored you are sitting on this couch with us today.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
well,
busy.
A lot of it is like Postmates notifications that I just never cleared. They're like, right. They're coming upstairs. And I'm like, sick.
You're like, I know I'm talking to him on the phone.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to make sure this is cleared. Like, a lot of this was in it. But I just like to assume that if it was more than 2 years ago, those people are either dead, super rich, and like have forsaken me, or like, yeah, or just like in hiding. Like,
you're like, it's fine.
They're not begging for another response. They gave up, and so did I.
And then how many are in your other folder? Ooh, or your message requests, if you have that?
Well, that's
on.
The thing. Okay, my message requests are actually pretty small. I feel like I have right now, well, there's a bunch that you've
taken a look at, but it's
yeah
nothing.
Yeah. And also like they don't count them like in the number. Like right now it says 3+, which I'm like, so that's all of these.
Oh no, 76.
Oh, 76 trombones.
76 strum bones, but 72 story replies.
Yeah, story
you're like,
replies.
Eh.
Yeah, that's just people being like, heart.
And you're like, I don't need to see
cute.
That.
My dog's name is Fauci. We're thinking of changing it for the next administration. I don't want him to get tried in the Hague. He didn't do anything. He didn't create COVID. You guys are dumb.
You should do maybe
it wasn't possible. COVID was happening when he was born. Like, it predates
hello.
Him. Exactly. Interesting. He was born in 2020.
Interesting.
And his name wasn't originally Fauci, but why was I compelled to name him that?
I wonder.
Clearly, there was some sinister...
When you received him, they were like,
yeah,
it's about you.
When they put a bag over his tiny head, I'm going to be so sad. I'm like, don't do this. Not my son.
Not my son. He is so cute. His
so
ears
cute.
Are
huge.
Something else.
Unreal. A little fox.
Do you have your read receipts turned on?
Read receipts?
No. Also, I say read receipts.
That's fuck. Right. And you're right.
You guys.
It is like read, but I'm like, I would say read.
Oh
I don't.
God.
I don't because I also like, I don't want people to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not answering, as you know.
Right. You're like, you don't need to know.
They're like, I don't need her scanning my text and not responding.
You don't
like,
need
it's
to
better
know.
To just be swerved.
Wow.
Do you leave yours on?
I leave mine on, but I'm dabbling in thinking about turning them off.
I hate it.
I don't have mine on. Absolutely not. And Instagram just updated, and you can turn them off on Instagram now.
Oh, thank God. DMs. That's what
right.
I need. Because yes. Also, I'm like, there's so many people I don't want to know
yeah.
that I read this. So
yeah.
I was like, I was in my finger slip. It's like when
oops.
Somebody goes live and it like gives you the notification at the top and you're like switching something. You're like,
and you accidentally
like,
click
it.
And they're
yes.
like,
you
oh,
and them.
Hi.
Yeah, they're
he
like, I feel it's been
like,
so long. I'm like, I should have blocked you 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
That is the worst thing that's ever happened.
They yeah. should not do it. It's in your notifications.
Yeah, like they can't stop. They just really want you to engage with people who are going live. I don't.
Horrible.
If you are compelled to go live.
What's wrong?
Yeah, stop. It's a cry for help. Call somebody in your life.
No, actually.
Call your nephew.
Right, exactly.
Call your
nephew. Go outside. Touch the grass. Feel it?
Feel it between your toes.
These are not that rapid.
You guys say read. Yeah.
Or invasive.
Secret, they never are.
Not rapid.
It always takes
invasive.
A little bit of time.
Do you search for yourself online?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I think that like people who want to talk shit about me just tag me. So I'm never looking. I'm never looking.
You're like, I'm finding.
Totally. I think I did when I was like much younger, but it was also something I learned very quickly where I'm like, the only people who would post about me outside of where I'm already spending my time on the internet do not like me.
Mm. Right. You're like, I don't need to seek that out.
Right.
I'm
like, I also know exactly what's wrong with me. So I don't need your input. Like the criticism is of you.
I've got it all.
Yes.
And do you read like comments on your posts and things like that?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm really in my comments. Like, I feel like I do respond to people, but I also, like, I have always been of the thought that I'm like, you should be following me if you want to comment. So I have that setting set up, like,
oh,
everywhere.
Cool.
That's great.
Where I'm like, I don't need a straight, like, maybe it hurts the growth of my page, but
yeah.
I'm just like, who cares? Like, I don't want to hear from some rando from who, like, got mad at me because I commented loosely when I was stoned on, like, a New York Times post. And they're like, I'm coming here to tell you. I'm like, I don't care what you're coming here to tell me, my guy. Yeah. Go back to Minnesota. Shut up. And then my friends are like beating his ass in the comments. And I'm like, here we go. Like, we just, yeah. we didn't have to ever know each other.
But we started a war.
Yes. And now it's like this guy is going to every social network. Like, I said that Jill Stein was a grifter. And now I have people trying to show up and we're like, are you going to take down your post? Say that she's a grifter. Oh, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
No.
I said what I said.
If I was going to, I would have done it.
Right. I'm like, did she give you your money back? Then what does that mean? Don't be mad at me because you spent $5. I just feel like I called it like I saw it.
Take it down.
Yeah. I'm leaving it up.
I'm just
you
saying.
You lost $5. I didn't lose $5. Ask Jill for it. I don't have it.
What is your blocking philosophy?
Oh, liberal. Liberally yeah. blocking. I feel like goodbye, God bless.
Amazing.
Like, that's, out of sight, that. Out of mind. I also, like, I don't care if people, like, I do think that, like, when you're first starting out online, there is this feeling where you're like, I got to win so many people over. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you find your audience and they find you. Like, if people don't like it, it is not your job to convince them.
Completely.
That's such a weird waste of time. Like, play to the audience that's there for you. I would recommend that to our national, like, politicians, like, play to the people who showed up.
Yeah, interesting how much that applies.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like this trying to get everyone else to like you, and I'm like, but if they already like this other thing that is the antithesis of you, then they're going to keep going that way.
Right.
And so I feel like I when I was younger, I also used to think that, like, if you blocked people, you were closing off opportunity. Like, I didn't realize that, like, if people wanted to follow a person who, like, if they want to follow you, they'll follow you. And that's true if, like, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I think a lot of times people are competitive with other people, thinking, like, well, if they subscribe to them, they're not going to subscribe to me. And I'm like, they could do both.
Totally.
The internet is vast. So it's like, if they don't like me, then I will block them. If they are just annoying, I will mute them so other people don't have to see it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which, thank you.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I appreciate
exactly.
that. Shut it
we
down.
Don't need every thought that was thrown at me hurled into your eyes. I'll take the sand kick in the face for the team.
And do you know the demographic analytics of Aquila fans?
Majorly ladies.
It's the ladies.
Which is so, you know, I don't know. I do think I present lesbian. I am wearing a sweatshirt on a Sunday.
A crew neck.
A sweatshirt
yeah,
on a Sunday.
Lesbians invented crew necks.
Right, they did.
You can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah,
I haven't looked into it.
Right, it's just like, I think that men don't get it. But I also think that a lot of men don't like black women. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't know any, and they're like, I'm not even curious. Like, it doesn't come up in the porn categories for me. So, like, what are you going to say? And I'm like, right, keep it pushing. Like,
Keep going. See you later.
I promise you I'm not crying over it. Like, the ladies have my back.
Yeah.
But also, like, women understand community in a way, I think. And so, like, I feel a lot luckier. Like, I don't know. The dudes who follow dudes, it's weird, like, idol worship. It is a lot of daddy content where I'm like, oh, he wakes up at 3 a.m. He's better than me. I have to be like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's not what the vibe of my stuff is. But if you like
you're
to
not
be like
up at 3 a.m.
Right. Like, I don't like try to make people feel bad about their habits. And so that seems like a way more women. And then like racially, I would say pretty split. Like, obviously a lot of black people because they're not weird about black people. So that's an easy bar to clear.
That they're not racist at
totally,
me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like that's just true. So, like, I feel like, yeah, they're, I think that I am my demographic.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
It's better. You want that.
I love that.
You want that.
I do not want white men to be my audience.
Scary. Scary out there. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you guys find this, you know, either say something nice or keep it pushing. Yeah. You don't have to be a part of it.
5-star review or
no need to
don't
follow
say anything at all.
No, yeah, exactly. Mind your business. I don't come to your house.
I love
Aquila. It's time for a final segment.
Yeah. We made it.
Yeah. We made it to the fun final segment.
No way. I'm scared. Okay, let's go. I don't want it to end. I feel like the world's going to be
out there. I know.
We have to go
I
back to real
feel
life.
Very similar.
Let's start over. Let's just start over. Okay. Go to the top.
Yes.
Let me do the Aquila intro. Let me do it.
Yeah. From 2019 to 2021.
Yes. Specific dates. July 21st.
Why the months? Well, I mean, it was. Okay. Anyways. It was relevant.
Because you exited, but the podcast was not over.
Right, that's true. The podcast has lived on, sort of like the Founding Fathers. The country just kept going, and they were like, we're dead.
I am backing up, actually. When were you like, it's time to go?
I sold a TV show,
and
I was like, I'm out.
See you.
Bye.
Smart.
Kick rocks.
Hey, Congratulations.
No more bad news, actually. Later.
I can't do this every day.
Yeah, totally. Whew. And I felt like, I mean, they have since changed the format, but it was like really reliant on me and one other person. And I'm like, I think that you guys should have rotating hosts. I think people need a break from the news, actually. I think it will drive people insane if they do this all day, every day.
Right. And, you're like, and I'm saying people, but of course I mean and me.
100%. I'm losing it. I am the touch with reality. I can't feel it anymore.
Wait, it's far.
That podcast is still going?
Yeah.
Holy
thousands
fuck.
And thousands of episodes. Good for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still use my, I made a jingle for the headline section. It goes, headlines. Still happens.
Still you.
Yeah. Don't get paid though. Read your contracts.
You should get royalties.
I would like to get $500 a month. I don't get it.
Damn.
I know. What a bummer. Wow. And that's like the biggest hit. We love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The kids stand.
Of course.
The kids stand. So this is the guest recommendations.
Wow.
Portion. Mm-hmm. It can be anything: book, music, cheese, Wikipedia, deep dive, coffee order, etc.
We just want to hear what do you think we should check out?
Ooh, I mean, this is gonna reveal how big of a dork I am. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
You love.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. And like, can you talk about an entire world where no one's talking about politics? Although there is an election in the game.
No.
But guess what happens? I'm going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
They vote even on both sides. They decide to run the town. And they're like, you know what? We can see the benefits of both.
I can't believe that.
Like, literally, they're like, it is like tradition versus progress. There's like the woman who's like, I make these like mushroom hats, and like, I feel like the future of this town is mushrooms. And they're like, but we've been selling cheese and pumpkins, and I just think that we're ignoring that. And now they have updated pumpkins and more mushroom hats.
I just sobbed.
It's beautiful. It's a different world. And there's just lots of caves. There's just like, you can spend probably 10,000 years playing this game. And I'm like, I wish that I had waited until election day to start, because I would like to spend the rest of my life
playing this.
Yes. It's so endless. God,
I wish
we need an escape.
Our elections were mushrooms versus cheese.
Right. Literally, there was no racial component.
Like,
there was
that
no
sounds
like
awesome.
No one's talking about like what people are allowed to do in their liberties. They're like, I think we all should have rights. I just think that we should focus on mushrooms.
Or is this mushrooms versus fascism?
Like, why can't we get there as a country? They're like, I just think that people can't have rights. And I'm like, this is what's wrong. Like, can we have a crop we're all invested in? Nothing. Nothing.
Can we have a crop?
Right.
Please.
Like, the and there's like an obvious villain, and it is like not immigration. It's like the guy who tried to explode the whole world. So like, let's all fight against it. But not here in America.
We're like,
we think
I
that guy's interesting.
The guy,
yeah, I don't know.
Exploded.
Yeah, what if this world sucks and we should be exploded?
I can completely see the appeal of Zelda at this time.
Yes, totally, totally.
Are you okay? As far as just real quick, gamer to gamer, are you like a sit down for 8 hours and play kind of person?
Zelda, yes. Yesterday, I was like, guess who is tucking in for a 4-hour segment? My legs were so numb, they were just like vibrating. I was like, oh god, the blood has stopped. But I was really on a roll. I also, like, this is how dorky I am. There's a website that has, like, someone has played through or, like, conferred with other people who've played all the way through. And so you can, like, find the things you're looking for. So there are 147 caves or something, and they have them marked everywhere. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to spend my day in the Gerudo region going to all of the caves. Like, I literally have, like, plans for my day.
Yes.
I wish I was, like, breaded. Like, if I could just marry Rich and play Zelda, where is the man who will fund that?
Hello.
Hi.
I don't think rich men follow us.
Yeah, my demographic isn't wealthy men. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yet. I'm working on it.
Guys, just think about Zelda. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
Do you have anything to promote?
Obviously, yeah.
Coming
yes.
Up?
Well, Rebel Spirit, there are 10 episodes, well, 11 episodes technically, but 10 of the actual narrative are out. I think it's really worth checking out.
It is.
It's a nice escape as well. I do think it's also uplifting in a time where everything is so just downtrodden. So I definitely would hope that you'd check that out. And then follow me on Blue Sky now.
Yeah.
I got my name. I got just Akilah. Not Blue Sky or Bisky.
That's
I don't know what it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just Akilah.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I'm going to be like Cher. No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
I'm just like her.
Cher's tweets are so good, though. Yeah. Like, you can be like that.
Can she port so those over funny. To Blue Sky? It's too late.
She should.
The internet's over. Let's just go outside and get abused.
That's...
Our neighbors hate us. Let's just go be with them.
Let's go wrestle.
I'm just going to go hang out in Zelda. That's my answer. But you all can find me on the internet, too.
Do you want people to follow you elsewhere as well?
I love Instagram, Akila H. People think it's Akila. Like, I was like, Akila.
That is what I thought
but
it was.
But it's just Akila H. Because the last name's Hughes.
It's all coming together.
Don't follow me on Twitter.
I misspelled your name on here.
You put the H again?
Yes, I did.
You think there was two H's at the end of a name?
Oh, no. I thought you meant there was only one. There was no H.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It's just, okay. Oh, got it, got it, got it. You thought that that's what I see. You thought it really was like,
Akila H-H.
I got it now.
I'm obsessed.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks for
this
having
was
me.
An
what a blast.
Incredible
yeah, I honestly
interview.
Feel like we're like just social besties now.
Great.
We did it.
Because we're in real life.
Yes. Yes. And like it still feels good for the time being.
Yeah. That, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because
thank
this
you.
Is a time capsule, this
yeah,
episode.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Things will be
Six
different.
6 months when we're on Someday. Fury Road and I'm driving.
I'm literally just going to be like holding a rock up to your mouth being like, what do you think?
Remember electricity? Yeah, dude.
That stuff was awesome.
Merrick was on a roll for a while. Anyway, now we're all fighting for, I want to say, what's that guy's name? I didn't see the movie.
Oh, the Mad Max guy?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Just like
Mr.
Mary
Desert Man.
Yeah, Mr. I Have All the Water.
Yeah. By the way, Waterworld, fun movie.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to choose my reality, I'm choosing Waterworld every time.
Yeah, over the desert.
Yeah. Let me just kick me off Please. The boat. Oh, you're mad? All right. Let me just float towards anything. Better.
Thank you, Akila. I don't want this to end, but it does have to end. And stay tuned for the credits with Garrett's Corner.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Parasocial Social Club. Enjoy this episode? Leave us a nice review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's a nice and kind thing to do. This podcast is produced by your hosts and Garrett Labonte. Theme music done by Brady Hicks. And for Garrett's Corner Pick of the Week,
personalized mugs. We live in an era that you can literally put anything on a mug. Need a gift idea for me? Get me a mug with Hurley from Lost and Jar Jar Binks playing Texas Hold'em on a trolley in San Francisco. I'd be into that.